Jesus makes it clear the reason he amazes you is so you can get on with his program, not keep on with yours.
Dr. Tony Evans explains why we need to be willing to move beyond what's comfortable.
You may have your dreams and your desires, but he may have something planned a lot bigger. And all he's going to bless you for is to get your attention.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. God loves to amaze his children. And today, Dr. Evans will explain why we sometimes prevent that from happening by expecting too little and knowing too much. Let's turn to Luke chapter 5 as we join him.
Simon Peter is head of the Zebedee Fishing Corporation. He is partners with James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And they have a fishing business where this story is laid out for us in the first 11 verses of Luke. Jesus Christ, centering on Peter, as he often did, as the centerpiece of the lesson he wants us to learn, tells Peter to get in a boat and push out a few feet from shore so that he could talk to the people from the boat. The boat being his pulpit, he would speak to the people from the boat. After teaching the people, after giving them the Sunday sermon, if you will, the lesson for the day, verse 4 introduces what always happens after a sermon, an opportunity for application. But Jesus knew that information is never enough. So after he had finished speaking, verse 4 lets us know, he tells Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Simon Peter answered and said, Master, we worked hard all night. Why? Because that's when fishermen fished. And we caught nothing. But, verse 5 says, at your bidding, because you made the request, because it's you, I will let down the nets. Now, at first read, you might think you're reading, Jesus, we've been doing this all night, have caught nothing, but I trust you. Let me tell you what it's really saying, and I'll prove it to you in a moment. What he's really saying is this. Jesus, I've been doing this for a long time, and as recently as last night, there are no fish biting, Jesus, however, to humor you. To let you see that when it comes to fishing, leave that to me. When it comes to preaching, I ain't going to mess with your pulpit. When it comes to fishing, you don't mess with my boat. So to let you know you are out of your league here, I'm going to humor you and throw out our nets. As you face the challenges of life day by day throughout this year, you're going to think I've been doing it this way all of my life. So Jesus, leave the finances to me. You just preach. Leave the relationships to me. You just preach. Let me run this part of my life. Because I know what I'm doing. Verse 6 says, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish. How many fish? Break your nets number of fish. Now, I don't know how many it is, but it's more than they've ever caught before. Do you know what it takes to break a fisherman's net? Fishermen don't have nets for one fish. They got nets to drag in whole groups of fish. There were so many fish in the daytime, in the deep, when you really only fish at at night in the shallow, but there were so many fish that their nets began to break. Not only did their nets begin to break, he had to call his partners, his homies, in another boat, verse 7 says, and say, help me. They filled the boats full of fish and the boat begins to sink. Talk about seeing God move. Talk about God blowing your mind. Talk about a breakthrough. Talk about seeing more than you ever expected. This is it. Peter did what God said. And he got more than he bargained for. You and I will face this fork in the road where you will have to make a decision. Do I trust God enough that when it goes against what I feel, think, have experienced in the past, no matter how successful I've been, no matter how much it's worked for me, or whether it hasn't worked at all, even though I've tried it all night before, and I'll still throw down my nets, and it doesn't make sense. Some would say to do that is blind faith. To just throw down your nets because somebody tells you when your experience tells you that's not the way to go. That's blind faith. It's never blind faith when you know the person telling you can pull off anything he instructs you to do. You see, many of us suffer from the problem of knowing more than we really know. You might have to act contrary to what you think you know. Simon Peter, verse 8, saw it. And when he saw what just happened, he fell down at Jesus' feet. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Verse 9 says, for amazement had gripped him and all of his companions because of the catch that they had taken. What shocked him? That Jesus knew what he was talking about. Why was he shocked? Because he didn't believe that Jesus knew what he was talking about. When he understood, he's not just dealing with a carpenter, a religious figure, a great man. He saw his sin. Now let me tell you what most of us would have done. This is why Peter, with all of his mistakes in the Bible, is a great man. I can see you and me now on the Sea of Galilee. Yeah. Get the calculator. Let's count. 101, 102. Let's see. We got 5,000 fish here. They go for $2 each. That's $10,000. We're going to get a load of 1,000, take care of his tithe. But that $9,000. We would be counting fish. Come on, tell the truth, shame the devil. We would be counting fish. We would be totally absorbed with the blessing. We would be overwhelmed by the blessing. We would say, well, we'd be calling for a girl, the Lord done bless me. Let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. Now, Peter. Peter said, more than the blessing. What just happened at my boat tells me much more about the blessor. In fact, it tells me much more about me. I thought I was ace fisherman par excellence. In the face of Jesus Christ, all I see is my sin. When God comes through, if you can ever get distracted from the blessing long enough to look at the blesser. See, everybody wants a blessing. Everybody wants a breakthrough, and there's nothing wrong with that. But Jesus wants to amaze you for a much deeper reason. He wants to bless you so that you come to understand who he is just a little bit better and a little bit more. He says, depart from me. Somebody got to leave here because I am a sinful man. This year, God is going to surprise a bunch of you. Not because you have great faith, but you, even with tongue in cheek, are going to still throw down your net. Some of you say, I don't think it's going to work, but just in case. Just in case now, I'm going to go out and praise him anyway. And God's going to let you catch something just because you obeyed, even though you weren't convinced. But the danger will be that you focus so much on the blessing that you miss the reason why God amazes you.
Well, Dr. Evans will have more on the reasons why God wants to amaze us when he returns in just a moment. But to be honest, there are times when we're all less than amazed with what's going on in our lives. Still, as we're learning, there are great lessons to be learned during tough seasons like that. In fact, that's the subject of Tony's current series, Great Expectations. It answers some of the most troubling questions life throws our way, like why God allows suffering, pain, and persecution, why he delays some of our blessings and lets us wander in the dark, and more. It goes on to explain how God amazes us with more blessings than we ever expected when we follow his agenda instead of our own. Get a copy of Great Expectations to review on your own or share with your church. It's available right now as our thank you gift to anyone who calls or goes online and helps us out with a contribution of any amount. We depend completely on your support to keep this program on the air, and this is one way we can show our appreciation for your faithfulness. Get all the details and make your request online at tonyevans.org. Or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222 before this special offer runs out. I'll repeat that information for you later in the program. Right now, though, here's Dr. Evans with more of our message.
You ever see parents taking pictures of their toddlers when they first begin to walk? That's a sight. I mean, you would think somebody landed on the moon. Look at him! You know? Look at him! Come on. Yeah. But I tell you what, you always find those parents. When they are amazed at the first steps, they're always on their knees with their hands. When God amazes you, you ought to hit your knees with your hands out. Brothers and sisters, do you understand who you're dealing with? Do you understand? It would be nice if the story ended right there. I mean, we've gotten a great lesson that God wants to amaze you not merely so that you can enjoy the blessing. God wants to amaze you so that you look at him differently. But I got a curveball to throw at you. Wouldn't be me if I didn't have a curveball now, would it? Verses 10 and 11. And so James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Obviously, I just read that too fast. Obviously, I'm reading too fast. Here, let me slow down. Let me read verse 11 word by word. And. Just think about and for a minute. When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything. I can hear some of us right now. God didn't give me this blessing to leave it. Hello. God hadn't been this good to me to leave. He ain't give me all this money to leave it. He ain't give me this brand new house to leave it. He ain't give me this brand new car to leave it. He ain't give me all this new stuff to leave it. He ain't give me this promotion to leave it. God used the blessing, watch it, to take them somewhere else. He didn't use the blessing simply to embellish their careers or enhance their reputations. He used the blessing because he wanted to change their whole career. Peter, James, John, if you stay here, all you're going to do for the rest of your life is count dead fish. That's all. On your best day, you counting dead fish. On your big harvest day, all you got is dead fish. I didn't bless you to keep you here on this wharf. I showed you a blessing so that you could look at me differently, because you and me are going somewhere else. The reason, gentlemen, I amazed you is I want you to follow me. Now, here's what most of us would have done. We would have said, Jesus, come here. I got a pen. You sign on a dotted line. You are now a member in good standing of the Zebedee Fishing Corporation. You get automatically 25% of every take we take in. We can use you, Jesus. You are an important part of this company and a strategic part of this organization. We're going to give you the biggest office. You got the biggest. You got a company car. Because you the man, Jesus. You the man. What else you want? Whatever perks or benefits you want, you can have. See, we would have said, when we saw all the stuff, Jesus, follow me. We want to include you in our program. Jesus does not amaze you so he can follow you. He told Peter, the reason I amaze you is so you can follow me. So that you can bring your world into my world, not my world into your world. We're going to catch something that doesn't die. You and I are going to catch men. Let dead folk catch dead fish. You're going to go out here and do something bigger. Jesus makes it clear that the reason he amazes you is so you can get on with his program, not keep on with yours. Many of us are saying, Lord, give me a breakthrough so I can be happy. Give me a breakthrough so I can have more. It's nothing wrong with you being happy. It's nothing wrong with you being more. Just make sure you're not asking him to follow you, because he may have something else planned. You may have your dreams and your desires, but he may have something planned a lot bigger. And all he's going to bless you for is to get your attention. But not on the stuff. That's the problem. We're coming to church all the time and looking for a blessing. Is that wrong? We're looking for a blessing, but it's everything wrong when the blessing is so big that the blesser gets lost. God wants to amaze you so that you see him. Please notice, they left everything and followed him. Please notice, brothers and sisters, in closing, there are no details up front. He doesn't say we're going to go A, B, C, D, and E, so they could evaluate it. No. We're going to walk by faith on this one, gentlemen. But hopefully, what I showed you with the fish will let you know. I know what I'm doing, where I'm going, and how I'm going to get there. This is going to be for you this year and me, a walk of faith. A blind girl one day was caught in a fire. She's blind, engulfed by fire on the 10th floor of a building. She can make her way to the window, but she can see nothing. She smells smoke and feels the hot of the fire. And the fireman says, "Jump! Jump!" Says, "I'm scared to jump. I can't see." The fireman says, "If you don't jump, you're going to die. Take the risk and jump. It's bad enough to jump 10 stories high. That's fair enough. But to jump when you can't see where you're jumping, that's terror. In the midst of the chaos and confusion, she heard another voice. "Darling, jump. I got you." She smiled and said, "Okay, Daddy. Because it's you, I'm a jump." Jesus Christ is inviting you today to jump. I know you're nervous, just jump. I know you're scared, just jump. I know just to go out there and say, "Okay, God, whatever you want, I'm going to jump." But remember, we're talking about your daddy. We're talking about somebody who you know what he can do. You've seen what he can do. Who'll give you breakthroughs. And then he's going to say, "Follow me. Because I got something bigger than you ever dreamt." Jump.
If you've never taken that very first step of following Jesus by accepting him as Lord and Savior, Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to explain what that means and how it can happen for you today. As always, if you'd like an individual copy of today's lesson to study or share with others, we'll be glad to tell you more. Just contact us to ask about the title, Why God Wants to Amaze You. You can also request this teaching as a part of Dr. Evans' current series, Great Expectations, which provides answers for your questions about loss, suffering, and healing, and offers hope for the future. And remember, you can get this 10-message collection on CD as our thank you gift for a contribution of any amount. So make a point of visiting us today at TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements before time runs out. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or you can call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Someone who's good in the kitchen can do amazing things with leftovers. But even the best of them can't even come close to what God does in the story Dr. Evans will tell us tomorrow. Right now, though, he's back with this final invitation for you.
You're not a Christian because you're religious or because you go to church or even because you believe in God. You're a Christian because you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal sin bearer. Being religious, doing good works, that's nice, but it's not sufficient when God demands perfection. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." So what God has said is, he placed your sin on the cross, on the Christ, and then judged Christ for your sin. If you will go to Christ, he will take Christ's righteousness, which is perfect, and he will credit it to your account. So you will stand before God as though you've never sinned, not because you're sinless, but because you've got a sinless credit on your account. If you will receive Jesus Christ right now, if you will invite him into your life, believing that he died for you and rose for you personally, he will credit your account with perfection because he's already credited your sin onto Jesus Christ. So go to Christ right now and get this free gift of salvation that he's offering to all who come to him for it.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.